for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Sex and Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2010 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday evening, December the 5th, 2010. Colonel Speed Wilson is the speaker of the evening, teaching on end time deceptions.
As far as my portion of this program, it's the amateur hour, as you can see. Not being set up ahead of time here. Now, for those that were not here last night, and I feel very strongly about it, that the knowledge of what is planned for our beloved country is important that you know that. And there are giant corporations tax exempt, the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, Morgan Trust, many of those who have openly admitted, and it's in the congressional record, that their purpose is to so alter the life of the United States that we can comfortably merge with the Soviet Union and other third world countries. So you can see why we export jobs and import people. And it doesn't work. And here is the progression that we could learn from history. It's been well said, if you don't learn from history, you'll repeat history. And this is the way history has run. I'll pull it up so you can see. A democracy cannot exist. This is by Fraser. And Toynbee and Sandgren also have found the same thing at different times. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover they can vote themselves largesse, as in the original, but it's money, from the treasurer. From the moment that the majority always votes for candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasurer, with the result that a democracy always collapses over a loose fiscal policy followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations has been about 200 years. These nations have progressed through the following sequence. And you can read it in the Bible. Israel followed through the same sequence. They were in Egypt from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence. Let the government do it, and from dependence back to bondage. America has completed the full cycle and bound for bondage. That's a question. Democracy, this is what John Adams, second president, said. Democracies always commit suicide. That's the ways in which we're supposed to have a republic. And Thomas Jefferson, to take wealth from those who earned it and give it to those who did not earn it is robbery, whether it's done through guns or through taxation. That's not the Obama program. Let's spread the wealth around. Or as the Communist Manifesto says, from each according to his ability and to each according to his need. You can summarize it by saying, he who robs Peter to pay Paul will always get Paul's vote. You can imagine, do not look for the southern border to be closed. Because the objective, as we pointed out last night, is to create a North American Union, NAU, making the United States, Canada, and Mexico one country. That solves the immigration problem because there's no border. And that's their solution. And then from then we would go to do the same thing with the whole American 35 countries. Tonight, we will be talking about, Jesus tells us the most predominant sign of the end time will be deceptions, heresies, false prophets, and false Christ. That's in Matthew 24:4, 11, and 23, and verse 24, and Mark 13:5, 6, and 21, and 22. Also St. Paul in 1 Timothy 4:1. So we're going to cover 7 end time heresies, or deceptions if you prefer to make it a little softer. The Hebrew temple is to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. Ain't going to happen. The Antichrist sits in that temple and rules. Ain't going to happen. The 70th week or 7 years of Daniel 9 is future. No, it's been fulfilled. The Antichrist makes a 7-year treaty with Israel. That is interesting. They make Jesus Christ out to be the Antichrist. And 7 years of great tribulation. Then the European community is the Roman Empire. Nuts. And the great flyaway escape rapture. Here's, and away we go. Sitting in the temple. I think almost every teacher that's taught here is we should find out what the words mean. The temple, Greek, naos. There are 2 words translated temple in the King James Bible and most of the others, except the Amplified. And Hieron is the stone and brick one, where Jesus stood up in the temple and said, that is Hieron. But these scriptures point out the naos. Acts 7:48, howbeit the Most High dwells not in temples made by hands, as says the prophet. Acts 17:24, God has made the world and all the things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands. That's naos. Well, that one is Hieron. And 1 Peter 2:4. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple, naos, of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. I think it's very interesting. You'll find that in the Old Covenant, God prepared a temple for his people. But now he's preparing a people for his temple. The pattern is there. Then Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory and his majesty among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when he shall glory, and he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired, and all of them that believe, because our testimony among you has been believed in that day. Ephesians 2:18-22. For through him we both have access to the Spirit into the Father. Now therefore ye no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. That's the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Remember, the foundation is the 12 apostles. And people have it coming down as a big building. But anyhow, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building is fitly framed together, goeth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. The body of Christ is the temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. What? Know ye not that you are the naos, the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which naos, or temple, you are. Then 1 Thessalonians 2:3-4. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself to be as God. That word is naos. So they can talk about when I've taught on other things with the Prophecy Club, and they come up and say, well, when's the temple going to be real? And I told them they didn't go into it. They said, well, they're getting all the instruments and all the things, everything together. Well, let them work on it. That's all right. One lady said, well, they've even found the red heifer. What about that? I said, it should make good hamburger. It's just amazing that, well, I won't get into that. I get angry when people deceive and they know better or should. Now then, so you can see the Antichrist is not sitting in a temple over in Jerusalem. It's in this temple. By the way, the first time I got into this, my wife and I, well, I thought my wife chickened out on me. But I wanted to go over to the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. It's built to Mother Mary. And I went over there to see what they were doing. They said they had a real live group over there. So I went, and sure enough, they had a couple of priests down front with the guitars and playing and whatnot. And they got up, and they were talking, all excited about someone had spotted all the stone in New York on the harbor, all the carvings and the faces and everything's all carved in it. And they knew that it was going to go to Israel to rebuild the temple. And if you've ever been to Israel, they don't need to import rocks. But I knew, being a representative to the Diocese of Washington, an Episcopal Church, I was a senior warden at St. James, and there were only two tongue-talking Episcopal churches out of 116, and I was the senior warden of one of them. And so I sat there and listened to that garbage about as long as I could, and finally the Spirit moved on me to get up and say something. Well, I had never done that in a strange atmosphere, but in a friendly atmosphere. But finally I yielded, and I did, and I said, be it known that there is a temple being built, but it is a temple of living stones, and you are those living stones. And the mortar that binds those stones together is my divine love, as you called agape. And it is in this temple that I will live and reign and rule upon this earth, saith the Lord. Glory to God. I still get Holy Spirit bumps. Goose don't have anything to do with it. It got real quiet. Now then, the other one is the 70 weeks of Daniel. This thing is, by the way, how did the people say, well, how did you get into this? Well, when I came to know the Lord and was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1959 out in Japan, and I'd, John Osteen, the son of Joel, said, once he got knew the Lord and was baptized in the Holy Spirit, he was no longer tempted anymore because the Lord just took away his want to. He didn't want to do those things anymore. He just took that want to away. So I had had a lot of activities before because I was commander of the base and the military police were my command. And well, anyhow, but now I had a lot of free time to read. So I began to read the Bible. I read it in the King James completely through. That's the way you read something, didn't you? You start with first and read through. So I read the whole Bible through. And then I read it in the Revised Standard. And at that time, J.B. Phillips was putting out some very good translations, so I read those. And then years later, when I came back to the States, people talked about rapture and things like that. And I thought, boy, Speed, you sure would. You didn't see anything like that. But because it said all those people in the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, it happened to them as examples unto us upon whom the ends of ages would come. And I just couldn't find anybody in the Old Testament or the New One that got raptured out of their problems. They either overcome them or died and went to heaven. And there are all apostles except John. And John was certainly tormented. So, and then I asked people where they got it, and you know where they got it, but we'll get to that. They got it out of Schofield and Dake's footnotes is where they got it. Daniel 9, 1 through 3. In the first day of Darius, the son of... and I can't pronounce his name, Assyrus of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of the reign of I, Daniel, understood by the books of the numbers of the years whereof the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplished 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Jerusalem would lay desolate, empty, devoid, no life for 70 years. And I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. You see, they didn't let the land lay fallow for some, supposed to let it for, so they were going to keep all those years of the land resting all in one package. 2 Chronicles 36, 20 through 23. And them that had escaped from the sword carried away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the king of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord, the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath, plural. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept her Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. 70 years. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, the king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God heaven given me, and has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea, who is there among you of all the people. The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. So they were, after the time had been served, going to get her done by proclamation anyhow. Jeremiah 25:10-12. Moreover, I have from them the voice of the mirth, and the voice of the gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of millstones and the lights of the candles, and the whole land shall be desolate, and the astonishment and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for his iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it a perpetual desolate. They haven't done very well since then either. And I'll just leave that one up there, because now I'll be reading from some that the transparencies didn't work out too good. Daniel 9:24-27. 70 weeks have been determined upon the people and upon the holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end to sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness. Beautiful. And to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. That in the literal translation is to anoint the holy of holies. Now therefore, and understand, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore the building of Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The streets will be built again, and the wall, even in times of trouble. And after 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off. He'll be killed, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be a flood or an overflowing of troops, and unto the end of the war of desolation be determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of that week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of the abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation and determination shall be poured out upon the desolate. Now that's the objectives that will be accomplished in the 70 weeks of Daniel. And the 7 divine purposes that are outlined that we just read was to finish the transgression. Now, remember that the people that teach rapture, general generally say that that applies to the Antichrist. They actually make Jesus Christ out to be the Antichrist, and you'll pick up on that in a minute. To finish the transgression, Hebrews 10:12-14. This man, Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for the transgression of sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God, for by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. See, God took away or canceled the first and established the second. That's the ninth verse that we just read a minute ago. Animal sacrifices are no longer accepted by God. Jesus caused the sacrifice to cease. See, they say the Antichrist sits in the temple and he causes the sacrifice to cease. No, Jesus canceled them and caused them to cease. He's not accepting that stuff anymore. And to make an end of sin, Hebrews 9:26, toward the end, Jesus came to put an end to sin by the sacrifice of himself. John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Number three, to reconcile for iniquity. Hebrews 10:17, their sins and iniquities will I, God, remember no more. 2 Corinthians 5:18, God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself. And they still twist that all to be the Antichrist. And the fourth one, to bring in everlasting righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1:30, you are in Christ Jesus, who God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness. And 2 Corinthians 5:21, for God has made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And to complete the vision, this is number 5 of the 7, in Acts 26:17-19, St. Peter refers to his assignment by Jesus to take the gospel to the Gentiles as his heavenly vision. Remember, God so loved the world. Number 6, to complete the prophecy. Matthew 5:17, Jesus declares, I have come to fulfill and complete the law and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Well, that's the Holy of Holies. And as the last word upon Jesus Christ was, it is finished. And the curtain to the Holy of Holies was broken and ripped from the top to the bottom. So now we can go boldly into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Antichrist had nothing to do with it. The 70 weeks of Daniel. Or Daniel's 70 weeks. It's interesting. Once you get into one of these things, you begin... Well, I think the Lord leads us when we get serious. 7 weeks of Daniel. Genesis 29:27. A week is 7 years. And Ezekiel 4:6, a day equals a year. So a week is 7 days, which equals 7 years. So 7 weeks, 7 times 7, 49 years. Now you got to be in there 490 years, 70 weeks. 62 weeks is 62 times 7, 434 years. And then the last week, which is the big week, is 1 plus 7 is 7. And then that's the 70 weeks. And he added up, and it's 490 years to fulfill the 7 divine purposes of Daniel 9:24. I've gotten letters saying that this one teaching set more people free than anything except maybe the rapture. Daniel 9:25. From the commandment to the building again of Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62. Now that's an important break. 7 weeks and 62. So there's 7 weeks, 7 times 7. There was the 7 to start with. And then 62. 62 times 7 is 434 years. That's a total of 69 weeks. That's 483. But you go into B.C., so it's 458 B.C., Artaxerxes, when he signed the first commandment to build again Jerusalem. So that was at 458 B.C., so there's 25 years that still remains. But when you come from B.C. to A.D., you have to add a year. If you don't see that, just remember that when you, after you got to 100 years, you're going to 101, 102, but you're already in the second century. We number it now, we're in the 21st century, but we're numbering it as it's the 2000th century. Now, when you go from A.D. to B.C., then you have to subtract that year. And I think I haven't seen anyone else pick up on this, but anyway, it's there. It's 26 years that Messiah the Prince would be manifest, and he was. Isn't it beautiful how the Bible prophesies and it comes to pass? It, to me, it reassures me that I can accept what God says, because he ain't just a whistling Dixie. He's doing it. Luke 3, verse 1. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius, and then Luke 3:21, it came to pass that Jesus was baptized, and the voice from heaven says, "You are my beloved Son, and in you I am well pleased." Luke 3:23. Jesus himself was 30 years of age. So this happened when he was 30, and it happened in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius. That's pretty simple. I'll have to leave it. It won't go there. Well, Tiberius was reigning at 11 A.D., so he had 15 years for his reign. Comes out to be 26 A.D. Messiah the Prince was manifest 26 A.D., but we got a little problem. He was 30 years old. See, I think I got a duplication there. Yeah. From the commandment to build again. Yeah, it's a duplication. 26 A.D., keep that in your mind. Hills and Dales College has an excellent monthly publication that if you get a chance, I'd certainly suggest you get on their mailing list. They will not accept any government money from anybody that's privately so they can teach what they want to teach. Hills and Dales. But one of they had a guest speaker, and he was an astronomer, and he was a Christian, and he began to wonder about what was it that brought the wise men from the East. Now, they were not the Jews and Benjaminites who were taken into Babylon. They came from the East. They were of the 10 tribes that were taken before and went up into the Caucasus and up into that area. Because, and the reason I say that is because the Judeans that came out of Babylon, they had abandoned the covenant, the Old Covenant, or Old Testament as we call it. They had abandoned that and come up and written a bunch of things called the Kabbalah, but anyway, their Talmud. Yeah, the Talmud. Did you ever see the movie Fiddler on the Roof? And every time the kids would challenge them to show them in the covenant or in the Bible, they couldn't find it, and they'd say, "Well, it's tradition." And the fiddler on the roof was tradition, and he brought it out. Well, that's the Talmud, and it's just about as bad as the Muslims' Quran. But and so if you want to know what Jesus thought of those people, read Matthew 23. He said, "Whoa, you scribes, you Pharisees, you hypocrites," and so forth. "And you sit in Moses' seat making up laws that govern. You make the word of, you replace the word of God by your traditions of men." So, in September the 3rd, B.C., Jupiter came into conjunction with Regulus, the star of what? Kingship. The brightest star in the constellation of, guess what? Leo. And Leo was the constellation of kings. And it was associated with the Lion of Tribe of Judah. And the royal planet approached the royal star and the royal constellation representing Israel. How clear can it get? So these fellows knew that, and they're watching the stars, and they came and they wanted to see where this king had been born. Where was he? And they checked it out and found where he was born. Now then, we can go back to that 26. And the 26 years, and add the 3, but coming from B.C. to D.C., you add the 4, and that makes him 30 years old, right on the schedule. Just perfect. And here's how the 70 weeks wind up. Up at the top, you got the seventh week, and then the 62 weeks, and then the last week. And so 69 weeks, 483 years to Prince Messiah, right here the last week. And then the 70th and the last week of 7 years went to here. And remember in Daniel, we didn't read it, but it says, you'll take the word of God from the holy city, and that would be Jerusalem, then to Judea, and then to Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the world. And that's what they did. Remember? That's exactly what they did. So the gospel, and here we got the 70th. So that last 7 years, the 3.5 years that Jesus, and it says in Daniel that he was cut off in the midst of the 70th week. And here he is at the midst of the 3.5 years. Was cut off or crucified. Then the gospel was preached in Jerusalem, then Judea, and then finally Philip, and then to Samaria. Philip took the gospel to Samaria. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 through 14. And he went over, and they couldn't believe it because they knew it. And that was the end of the 70 weeks of Daniel. All fulfilled. Prince Messiah, full Daniel 9:25, fulfilled Luke 3:22 and 2 Peter 1:17. The seven divine purposes, the Prince Messiah accomplished in the holy city of Jerusalem, and they, Daniel's people of Judea, Daniel 9:24, Jesus said, "Ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world." And they did it right down to the T. So you can see what this does, the story where there's a specific period and composed of specific time units containing an unspecified gap. That's the rapture people, so that they can either have a 7-year tribulation or a 3.5 tribulation and all that, and it's all been fulfilled. Can you imagine? There's never been a record in history where someone gave a time frame and it had an unidentified time gap in it. You know, you could just make it fit anything. It's like having a measuring stick with a rubber band on the last inch. You can just, but it wasn't. It's all been fulfilled. And glory to God, we're reaping the harvest from it. We're getting the blessing. And there again, as we said, and I think many of you liked it, I sure did, and that's when Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished." In other words, he came to do all he was to do. And then we quoted the last vision of Demas Shakarian, and he was laying on the floor in his room, and he said, and that's the same place he got the vision for the four gospel businessmen. He's praying, and he said, "Lord, the world is in such a sad shape." And so the Lord caught him up into the heavens, and he went around the world and saw people all bent over and beaten down. And then he says, "That's the way it is today, my son, but this is the way it shall be." And he went around the earth again, and they were all praising the Lord. And I'll bet they were speaking in tongues. So that was it, and that was full gospel businessmen. But now, and it was the last time I met with the international directors, and it was in the land of the Ozarks, the hotel. And he was praying, and he says, "Now what is your next move?" And he heard an audible voice just as he had before. He said, "I gave you my word. I gave you my son. I gave you the Holy Spirit. The rest is up to you." Because Jesus said, "It is finished." Now then, the biggie, the rapture thing. Tighten your seat belts and go for a space ride. I had a lot of fun, but the fundamentalist, that is, they took the fun out of being fundamental. But they couldn't understand. I would ask this question, "Oh, we're going to be caught up and we're going to go up into heaven." I said, "Where is heaven?" "Well, it's up there." I said, "Well, if you go down to Australia, they're pointing the other way." So they said, "Speed doesn't believe in heaven." No. I just want to be realistic. We're all going to be going in different directions. Oh, the games they play with God's Word. If you want to know what heaven is, it's in Hebrews. There they are, all those great saints that are urging, we are surrounded by such a score of them. Surrounded by. They're right among us right now. Urging us on because they can't come into the fullness until we do. And now we're finding out, and there's been multiple books written on a whole new science of quantum physics and quantum forces, because there's a whole world out here. They're in among us. They're surrounding us right now. You're not going anywhere. You're just right here. You just go from this realm into another realm. You think in that first, what is that, 1 Corinthians 15:51, we'll be changed in a moment in the blinking of an eye? That moment is very interesting. It's only used one time in the whole Bible, and you look in your Strong's, and it has nothing to do with measure of time. It says in the most minute you will be changed. Well, molecules and atoms are pretty minute, and you will be changed. Jesus had been changed. He walked through walls. He appeared in rooms where all the doors were shut. And, the airlines won't have much to do with us because we'll just be in one place and in the next place, wherever the Lord wants us, you'll be there. Boy, this travel is getting to be something. Now, everything that I've talked about and a whole lot more is in the book that's back there that has just been out about 6 months. It's an improvement on one. Rapture, a dangerous deception. If you think you're going to be in the great flyaway, you'll probably be in the great falling way. Because that has happened in 6 rapture schedules. Every time it didn't occur, many left the faith. And that's very sad. Very, very sad. Because they'd been lied to. And the latest rapture schedule by Van Impe and some of the others is the 21st day of December 2012. Now, that's real biblical because it's in the Mayan stone calendar. I would say that's extra biblical. And it ain't going to happen. Toward the last, because I pointed out that said in Corinthians 10:11, I think it is, that everything that happened to them in the old covenant were examples unto us upon whom the ends of ages have come. And for the life of me, I couldn't find anybody that was raptured out of their problem. Even Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they weren't raptured out of the furnace. That is a beautiful teaching, and I talk about it in here. Fire is purifying. Isn't it interesting? The people that threw them in were consumed. But they came out with their, been set free. Their bonds were burned off their hands, and they didn't smell smoke. And the king looked in and says, didn't we throw in 3 and I see 4? And he got the discernment that 4th one looked like the Son of God. And they got promoted. But I just couldn't find any. Plus, now the thought when I came back from Japan, and as I said, I'd read the Bible, and people were talking about one is taken and one is left, and all that sort of thing. And I just couldn't find it. But now this is a chapter called Rapture Canceling Scriptures. And the first one that ever came to my mind when I'd heard it, well, I knew that in John 17, verses 15 and 20, Jesus prayed, Father, do not take the believers out of the world, but keep them from the evil one. Well, that's what's happened throughout the whole Bible, in Goshen and all the other places. Even when they had darkness in Egypt, they had light over in Goshen. So don't worry about power failures, I guess. This is what I have written here. In the first book, Rapture Prophecy or Heresy, all the Baptists and the Assemblies of God and the Church of God all knew it was prophecy, so they didn't buy it. And the other people that had read the Bible, they knew it wasn't, so nobody bought the book. It only sold about 10,000 copies. But it was a good exercise in futility. But this one's already sold much more than that. But But it's time for people to be set free of heresies. And my next book will be Deceptions of the End Time Deception. The following scriptures state clearly, requiring no interpretation, there will be no rapture, the physical removal of biblical Christians from the world to the earth to heaven, from the earth to heaven. If you cannot list an equal, and quote, an equal number of scriptures that state as clearly there will be a rapture, you have been set free from the rapture deception, and the Bible will become a new book and understandable to you. That's a quote because I got many letters from the older book that said that book was a blessing because it made the Bible understandable and a real blessing. Because they have to ignore many scriptures, you will see. They ignore the one where Jesus said, don't take him out. That's number one. Jesus is not a false prophet. In Matthew 24:37, Jesus prophesied, saying, as in the days of Noah were, also shall be the coming of the Son of Man be. Parentheses. In the days of Noah, the wicked were taken or destroyed. Genesis 7:23. For as in the days Noah before the flood, they, the wicked, were eating and drinking, and they, the wicked, were marrying and giving in marriage until the very day that Noah entered the ark, and they, the wicked, did not know what the heck was coming. They talked about old nutty Noah. Until, and they knew not, we still have a bunch of no-nots today. It's a big denomination. And no-not until the flood came and took them all away. Who? The wicked. It took them away. So shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Then, at the coming of the Son of Man, two men will be in the field, and the wicked one will be taken or destroyed, and the righteous one will be left behind. I forget the guy's name that sold 70 million books.
Tim LaHaye.
Tim LaHaye, 70 million books left behind. Well, Lord have mercy on him. Two women will be grinding at the mill. The wicked one will be taken or destroyed, and the righteous one left behind. And the third one, the words of Jesus are written in Luke 17:26-30 and 34-37. As it was in the days of Noah, so also, we don't have to go through all this because it's just repeating what we just read, but it's also in Luke, so we'll skip down to Peter. Peter also confirms this truth in 2 Peter 2:5. God saved or kept safe Noah, bringing the flood upon the ungodly of the world. Noah was not taken out of the world, but was left behind on the earth in the air. That's a good one. We'll get to that in a minute. Jesus emphasized, this is number 5, Jesus emphasized this point, and the righteous one are not taken out of the world in Matthew 24:21 and Mark 13:19, saying, if the days, that is the duration, of the great tribulation were not shortened. I've heard sermons preached that they're going to make the days shorter. No. It's decreased in number. No man or flesh would survive or be saved. But for the sake of the elect, the biblical Christians, those days will be shortened or decreased in number. Well, that's during the what? Great tribulation? And they're in the great tribulation? Well, that's what it said. Because he wouldn't be shortened in the days if they weren't there. And he's doing it for their sake. So we can go through great the Hebrew children in the furnace, they went through. The tribulation purified them. Fire is a type of that. And they didn't smell of smoke and got promoted. Number 6, Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew 13:29-40, quote, I shall first gather the tares, the weeds, from among the wheat. And then he defines the field as the world and the wheat as the children of the kingdom. But the tares are not the children of the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age. So you saw who was gathered and put into bundles and burned. Number seven, Jesus said this truth again, Matthew 13:29. At the end of the age, the wicked shall be taken from among the just. Now that's stating it pretty clearly. I could even interpret that one. And again, Jesus explains in Matthew 13:41, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdoms all that cause offense. That is, persons who are other, or draws other into error, such as the deception of the rapture and the other sins. And all who do iniquity and act wickedly. That's out of the Amplified Bible. And number nine, and again, for the seventh time, an example, Jesus states at the end of the age, the wicked will be removed or gathered and taken from among or destroyed, while the righteous are left behind, Matthew 13:47. Again, the kingdom of God is like a net, and it's cast into the sea, and it gathers in every kind, which when it is full, they draw it to the shore, and they sat down, and they gathered the good into the vessels and kept it, but they cast the bad away. So it shall be at the end of the age. The angel shall come, and they shall sever or destroy the wicked from among the just. It's hard to distort those things, isn't it? Psalm 125, now that's New Covenant. Now let's get into the old Covenant. Psalm 125, verse 1. They that trust on the Lord are like Mount Zion, which they cannot be removed, but they remain forever. Can't misinterpret that one. Psalm 145, 20. The Lord preserves all that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. The 12th one, Proverbs 10:30, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked will not inherit this earth. That's reassuring. And I've already got a bunch that I'll leave them alone. God will take care of them. I've often said I wish I had a boot camp. I've got a bunch of senators I'd like to put through training. Number 13. Proverbs 2:21-22, and this is so beautiful, this is Proverbs. For the upright shall dwell in the land, that is, on the earth, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off and destroyed from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Number 14, often quoted in the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I go through. How about that? Go through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You go through. 15, Psalm 37, verses 9 through 18, so forth. The evildoers shall be destroyed or cut off, but those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. In other words, they won't be on the earth anymore. Yea, you will diligently search for them, but you shall not find them. But the meek, and it just goes on and on, but the meek remain forever, and the righteous one shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Number 16, most of the no rapture scriptures are words of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's another one, Psalm 37, verses 34 and 40. Wait upon the Lord, and he will keep it, and keep his way, and he will exalt you, and you will inherit the earth, the land. When the wicked are cut off and destroyed, you will see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spread himself like a green bay tree. Yet he, the wicked, passed away, and lo, the wicked was not. Yea, I sought him, the wicked, but he, the wicked, could not be found. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor, the wicked, shall be destroyed, removed and taken away forever. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble or tribulation. And the Lord shall help them, and they shall deliver them from the evil one, and save them because they trusted in the Lord. Now, if you believe that 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and 1 Corinthians 15:51 is the rapture scriptures. May the God of peace sanctify you completely and keep your spirit and your soul and your body perfect until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he who called you is able and perfect to do it. Now let's look at the only one scripture that they have to base it on, and you know which one it is. It's the caught up one. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you... Now, this is very important, is to read something in context. They take many scriptures out of context. In fact, some of their doctrines are based on incomplete sentences. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Remember that little joke about the girl told the guy, I would not have you ignorant, brother. Brethren, concerning them which are asleep. That is primarily about the dead in Christ. That's what this whole Thessalonians thing is about. It's the resurrection. It's not about a rapture. That you sorrow not, even as those who have no hope. You see, the Sadducees didn't believe in a resurrection, as the old joke goes, and that's the reason they were sad, you see. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that's an essential part of your salvation. Read Romans 10:9. Even so, them shall which are asleep will Jesus and Jesus will God bring with him. Their spirits are with the Lord, and they'll come on back. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:8, and will return with him for the resurrection, verse 16, and 1 Corinthians 15:52. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that is, as it's written. It is written, not by the commandments and traditions of men, making the word of God of none effect, none and void, that we which are alive and remain, you look it up in the dictionary, remain is to be left behind after others have departed. Boy, that takes all the guesswork out of it. Until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or have any advantage over them which are asleep. They will remain in the autonomy of the opposite. It's the opposite of depart. And it's to be left behind. That's all in there. I've forgotten that it's in there because I defined it. You can look it up in any dictionary and find it. To remain is to be left behind after others have departed. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven in a shout and voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, the shout and the trumpet. You know, some have said it's going to be a silent rapture. Doesn't sound like it. And the shout and the trumpet, and it's not a silent departure. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. That is, their bodies are going to be resurrected, and they're in the ground or somewhere, and they have to be resurrected first. Then we who are alive and remain, that is, left behind again, after the others have departed, the wicked, shall be caught up. Uh-oh, there it is. Caught up. If you can look in the Young's, you'll find... I would recommend, I don't see a Young's back here, but you need the Young's along with the Strong's, and here's why you do. Because Young's will only list words that appear in the original Greek or Latin, Greek or Hebrew, but the Strong's lists every word in the King James, and there are a lot of words in the King James that ain't in the original transcript, and that word up ain't there. It's just been added. It'd be caught, and the word there translated caught is apazo. And I got that from a Greek. I don't have time to explain, but I was looking at this. And I found I was at Pittsburgh Bible Institute, and there were two people sitting right down front. They had a great big Bible. And so I went down after teaching, and I went down and asked them, well, what's the Bible? And they said, well, we're Canadians. We were born in Greece. So it's easier for us to read it in Greek. Glory to God, I found a live one. So I went over, got the Young's Concordance, and I copied the Greek out of the, with the Greek letters. And over at lunch, I handed him that, and I said, what does that mean? And he looked at me, and he looked at that. And he reached out and he grabbed me, and boy, he really hugged me. And I said, it means to embrace. He says, no, you're one, now I'm one, and now we're one. Hallelujah, that's what the Lord said. And I was at another camp up north of Minnesota, and the fellow that was convening it was a naturalized citizen, Germany. Now, I didn't teach no rapture unless it was cleared by whoever was convening it. And I told him that I'd like to teach it, and he said, well, I never heard that. And I pointed that out, that the word apazo, it's based on that. And he said, let's see. So he went over, took the Bible, and he said, this is the Bible that Martin Luther King translated from the original scriptures into German. And he looked at it and says, da, that's right. It says the lesser will be included into the greater. That's what it says in German. That's what it says here. We'll all be one. The lesser is included in the greater. And I got a letter from Germany, and she confirmed what I'd put in the other book, that that was correct. So it's in the cloud, these clouds, they're all going to go up in the clouds. Did you recognize the cloud always came down? Nobody ever went up. Yeah. Jesus didn't go up to a cloud. They just standing there, and a cloud received him out of their sight. They're standing around looking up, it said, but he didn't go up. Moses, the cloud came down on the mountain. The cloud, it's a glory cloud. It came down. It always came down. And I give scriptures of about six or seven of them in here. A cloud received him out of his sight. And he will come again in like manner. Well, that's what it says. He comes in a cloud. Well, and then we meet the Lord in the air, and so shall ever be with him. Where? In the air. I taught that at Princeton, a church in Princeton University, and I'd said atmosphere. But a student called me, Art was his first name, I forgot the last. He said, Colonel, I looked that up and it's a different word. It's A-E-R and it's used three times. They breathed into the air, they spoke into the air. So it's just about this high, just about as high as you know, and that's as high as you're going to go. It's not Uranus, that's where the birds fly. So you're not going that high. How about Noah? Did he get any higher than that? No, he stayed on the boat. He was right there still breathing air. And that's where we meet the Lord and shall ever be with him. Where? In the air, right here where we met him. And he shall come again in like manner. And there's a whole bunch of scriptures. To meet the Lord in the air, A-E-R. And shall we ever be with the Lord? The biblical Christians who are alive and left behind will meet the Lord dead in Christ in the cloud as it comes down and meet him in the air. And that is how we shall ever be with the Lord. Encourage ye one another with his words. Certainly encouraging to me, anyhow. And that pretty well does the rapture thing. There's a lot more in this book, and I've gotten many calls and letters from pastors saying that that once they accepted the truth that there isn't going to be a rapture, the Bible became a, and this was their quote, a whole new, more understandable book. Because you don't have to ignore scriptures, you don't have to distort scriptures, just read it the way it's there. I would like to read go on about St. Paul and his writings. And by the way, Peter and Paul did have some problems, as you know. But in 2 Peter 3:16, he says, Brother Paul writes some things that are pretty hard to understand. And he says, the ignorant and uninformed people distort them to their own destruction. That's pretty strong words. I've heard many of them, have said, well, some of these people say, well, the word rapture isn't in the Bible, but it's in Latin. Well, I wonder what the equivalent word would be in Swahili. Because Swahili and Latin have one thing in common. The Bible was never written originally in either one of them. So I'll have to find somebody from Swaziland and see what the word would be. So to go through all of this that Paul wrote, it summarizes this. I, Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the commandments of God, 1 Timothy 1:1, am writing you to correct the deception concerning the appearing of Jesus Christ. This is what will happen at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. After those who rejected the full salvation of the spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24, have been destroyed, as in the days of Noah, Genesis 6:13, who are all alive and left behind, will be transformed into the likeness of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, 1 John 3:2, here upon the earth, in the air. However, we who are alive and left behind on the earth, in the air, will not have any advantage over the dead in Christ, for the great cloud of witnesses who are witnesses who without us cannot be made perfect. Boy, when I read that, I wept. Those poor guys are waiting for us, urging us on, because they can't come in until we come in. Hebrews 11:39 through 40 and Hebrews 12:1. As they are resurrected into the air here on the earth to be united with their departed spirits, 2 Corinthians 5:8, to be absent from the body, that's the spirit, is to be present with the Lord, which the Lord will bring with him. Then together with them we shall be transformed instantly here on the earth, in the air. And this is how all biblical Christians who are dead or alive shall be with the Lord Jesus Christ and become like him on the earth, in the air. Be at peace, knowing that this shall come to pass, as I have told you clearly. Quote, the gospel I preached is not received from me, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:11. Our Lord Jesus Christ has warned us that deceptions would be predominant sign of his soon return. And I give all those scriptures again. Be not deceived. You do well to read my letter to the church of Galatia. Oh, boy. Oh, you foolish Galatians, you're going to complete in the flesh what you started in the spirit. I saw a road sign down in Georgia that pointed the sign, the church at Galatia. I thought, boy, if I was going to name a church, I wouldn't name it Galatia. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. I love you, signed St. Paul. So, the first book on that chapter of the rapture and quoting those 17 scriptures said up at the top, I defined the rapture as being physically removed from the earth to heaven or somewhere to remain there for one and so forth. And I quoted 17 scriptures, and I will pay $10,000 to anyone who will give an equal number of scriptures who will state as clearly as I have listed here. Well, I left that out this time because I got letters from pastors that said that's an insult, that you'd have to pay people money to get them to read the Bible. And others, oh, well, you'd be surprised at some of the letters I got, but I guess you wouldn't. One said he couldn't come up with the scriptures, but he still believed in the rapture because with God all things are possible. Oh, great. That's a new gospel. Well, what's the danger of the rapture? Well, the most severe is that if you think you're going to be taken out and you find yourself in great tribulation, you'll probably, as others had when the rapture didn't occur, when it was scheduled, the big one was in 1988. And the guy figured out that he hadn't added that extra year when you come from B.C. to A.D. But he was a Texas Aggie, so what do you expect? I was from the University of Texas, so I was a tea sipper. But so, and all that foolish stuff that went on. Well, I'll quit. Any questions, and then we'll wind it up. But the real thing that really hurts is that I have actually heard them, and I won't mention. And I do not name any rapture preachers in here, and I refuse to, because if they repent, I don't want them to have the stigma. But you know who they are, And God, don't send any money to them. It says these deceivers must be stopped. They give you the fancy stuff for filthy lucre. And so don't. They have to be stopped. And I really mean it. If you think you're going to be taken out, you'll be in the great falling away, as has happened. And many, many Christians I've heard preachers say, you don't have to worry about what's going on in Washington, because before everything gets real bad, we're going to be out of here. And one down in, I forget where he is, but he says, down at the Crystal Pistol, those old people are going to get it. They're getting down there living it up. And here I am suffering and abstaining. Boy, I wonder if he's baptized in the Holy Spirit. But anyway. But only about two-thirds of the Christians even register to vote, and half of those don't vote. And I think the rapture is probably a part of it, because if they knew they're going to be here right on in until the Lord returns, they'd take a real interest in what's going on in the world. And don't forget, history in the history, we're just about the end of a 200 term, and you can see the dictatorship coming. And I think they're trying to provoke riots where they can declare martial law, and that'll be it. The old covenant and the new covenant. The what? Oh, that happened. By the way, if you want an annotated Bible, for heaven's sakes, get rid of Schofield and Dake. That's where all this garbage came from. Not all of it, but a good part of it. Get the Weston Study Bible, Weston, Weston. And it is outstanding. Glenn and I attended the meeting in Hot Springs when they christened it and opened it for sale. It's a great one. Emma Weston died about 2 years ago, and she called me and wanted to know if she could quote some stuff out of the book. It's excellent, the Weston Study Bible. And I should have written down the ISBN number so you can get it, but it's available off of the Internet. What is it? Amazon. And it's a big, thick one, but it's good because it's anti. Someone had their hand up. Yes. The abomination that makes desolate. I really don't know. I've never studied that one. But, of course, it could be attributed to the devil and the evil forces, but I don't know. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, the third heaven. And, well, there's, as we said, there's the earth where we talked about it. There's that three-letter word where we breathe, the aeon. And then there's the Uranus. And then there's the next one up. But it's certainly not an outer space, because there again, the great cloud of witnesses are among us. And you look into your Strong's, look up at that, are among us, or in the midst of us, I think the King James, in the midst, they're right here with us. And that many people have seen that, including Billy Graham. In the full gospel, I had the opportunity to sit with Billy Graham and a half a dozen others who were waiting for time to go on. And someone asked him about this thing of parallel universes, or the people that have gone on ahead and they're now in the spiritual realm and are now among us, as Hebrews says. And he says, oh yes, as Ruth and I have talked about that quite a lot, and we're convinced that there's another whole existence right in the midst of us. It's just in a different realm. It's in the realm that Jesus was when he walked through walls, and when God wants you somewhere, you'll be there immediately. And people, even in the natural, I've met and talked with. One of them was a real personal friend that the God would wake them up and tell them to go somewhere and it's too far. And the next thing they know, they're there. That's happening. Yeah. Philip. Philip was translated. He was after he dunked the eunuch in the pool and baptized him. And then he found himself 50 miles away right here at Lake Hamilton. There was a Cuban that had been put in jail in Cuba and had been in jail for 5 years down there for having a Bible and preaching the gospel. And in his room one night, he said, "Lord, get me out of this place." And he went to sleep, and something happened, and he woke up, and he was downtown Miami.
Oh, my goodness.
And he laughed, and he says, "My name Jose, not Felipe." And there's a farmer near Champaign, Illinois. He and his wife were full gospel. He was a chapter president out there at Champaign. And they were hurrying to a commitment that they were going to speak at a full gospel meeting, and the rain was just horrible, and they were having to go real slow, and they knew they were going to be real late. And they were just starting across a bridge that was a low-level bridge, this steel here, and instantly they were going across another bridge that had a big superstructure, and they arrived on time. They went back the next day, and those bridges were 50 miles apart. He said, and all of them had the same thing. There was no feeling. They're just here, and then you're there. Beam me up, Scotty, then. But we're getting understanding in the quantum physics. It's a whole different... It's the Bible tells us that the things we see are made of things unseen. And they're smaller than atoms and molecules and that. They're called quarks. They know they're there. We know they're there. We can test them and whatnot. And this is just amazing. There are two. They always go in pairs, a plus and a minus charge, and we can measure them. And they can move them a long way apart, and then through change the charge of one, and the other one will switch too. So they'll maintain positive, negative. Even if you change one, the other one will change to the negative. Change it again, the other one will change. And it's a whole new field.
Talk about the heresies you listed, like your temple will not be rebuilt.
Absolutely.
Is that list in here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's very clear. They said the Antichrist sits in the temple proclaiming. No, that they didn't even pick up on the fact there's two different words for temple. What? Right. Know you not that you're the Naos, the temple of God? You're not the Hieron. You're the temple.
And, but they're gathering all the pieces to put it together, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. They need an employment program. When I was on the prophecy club circuit. No. Nope. The mark and seal's the same word. You've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Don't worry about all of that stuff. Just a minute. If you're interested in knowing this, you can get Fox's Book of Mortars, and governments have killed more of their own people since 1900 in this century than were killed in wars in all prior history. Killed by their own governments. Because they don't like this scripture, the Great Tribulation, the same word is used. You enter the kingdom of God through much tribulation, but it's the same word that's translated great in the Great Tribulation. So if you want to go into the kingdom of God, better shape up. It's going to be rough. I'll start a boot camp here and we'll... No. You're doing the right thing. Get into the Spirit. And trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We mentioned that concentration camps, and they are all over the United States. They have pictures of them in the American Free Press and all of that. But even before we knew that, there were prophecies. And my wife saw that they were gathering up when we lived in Washington, D.C. at that time. And they were gathering people and putting them in buses and hauling them off. And she was being left and says, "Don't leave me. I want to go too. I'm one of them." And as I told you, this dear lady had the vision of all the Christians bottled up in these concentration camps. And they were having church 24 hours a day, praying, having a big time, and outside everybody's killing themselves. Little Goshens all over the United States for the tribulation. Well, thank you for your attention. God bless you and keep you, and He will. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.